Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to this edition of Hope. Today's title is Declaration. The scripture is Psalm 27, and the song is How Great Thou Art, this rendition by Carrie Underwood. And this psalm, as I said, it was one of the ones my mother had given us to read when we were younger. And just reading it throughout life in different seasons, as I have read this psalm, it means something different to me at different times. The Holy Spirit reveals something different. There's so many different nuances with this psalm. Sometimes it's a plea, it's comforting, sometimes it's anguish, sometimes it's just thanksgiving. There's so many different meanings to this psalm. And the title of Declaration is, again, just to declare things over one's life. Like Psalm 118:17 says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Basically stating through life's challenges, God's promises never fail, to praise Him for His actions, for His works, to give Him glory for everything, regardless. And that's how the How Great Thou Art song also came about. As I was reading Psalm 27, the word that came to mind also is supplication. And I paused for a second and I was like, is that what I'm meaning that the Holy Spirit gave me? So I thought, let me look it up. And the word supplication actually means is a humble and earnest prayer or request, often for help or mercy. It can be made to a deity or person in authority and is typically a more serious and desperate plea, unlike general prayer or petition. In a religious context, it is a request for divine intervention, mercy, or grace. And I was like, that is the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me that word as I was going through this as well. Because it just seems we are going through so much right now. And this psalm in this season feels like a supplication for the Lord to, for the Lord's mercy and a desperate plea for help from the Lord. And so Psalm 27 reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes. For false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen. Ooh, such a powerful, powerful psalm. I know I have done it before, but it just, as I said, it was one of the ones my mother had given us when we were younger. And it is such a powerful psalm. It just declares that we should trust in God. Wait on him. He is our guide. He is our rock. He is our foundation. He is our protector. He is our all in all. And there's nothing to be afraid of, and nothing can come against the Lord. Absolutely nothing. And these are the declarations that I said. We have to keep replaying and saying out loud because when we say it out loud, one, we're hearing it and it sits in us better. Two, we're letting anyone who in the spiritual realm who's coming against us to know that we are declaring that we trust in the Lord. We have faith in the Lord. We declare there's nothing to fear. We declare the Lord is our guide. We declare we are protected by the Lord. We declare we shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. We declare the Lord is good. We declare no weapon formed against us will prosper. We declare that God is our provider. He's our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. When we are saying these and declaring it, it is setting into our spirit, into our minds, and removing all the anxiety that the world wants us to be in on a regular basis. It's like, do not feed on the world's narrative, but on God's word. We need to feed on that. And remember all his promises, what he has said for us, what he has ordained for us, and how great he is. That's again the song, How Great Thou Art. If one just looks at some of the lyrics of the song here, it is, let's see. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the power throughout the universe displayed. It is pouring with rain right now. The winds are just blowing. It is, again, God's creation. But then it says, and then I think that God, his son, not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. So awesome that God is so great, so good, so wonderful. And again, songs, scriptures, have them at your fingertips. If the Holy Spirit gives you a song to sing, just start singing it, because you don't know what is ahead, but God knows what is ahead. He is our guide. So He is preparing us before we go into whatever it is we're going. He's preparing us with His word, with His word in the Bible and in song. And in whatever other way the Holy Spirit guides you, start singing, start praising, because the praise, when the praise precedes the challenge, it is already broken. It is already done. And so these scriptures and these songs don't just come to mind randomly. The Holy Spirit is bringing them forth. So take heed, take it to mind, let your soul be quiet so it can hear the word of the Lord. Like Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And again, that is when we're focusing on the word, on scripture, on praising God. Our minds are transformed. When we're focusing on the world and all that's going on, the noise, it puts one in such a state of panic and anxiousness. We have to reset and realize what we need to focus on. And that is the word of God. That is the peace that surpasses all understanding that the Lord gives us when we are in Him and when we are focused on Him. So I pray that the song speaks to you, how great thou art. This rendition by Carrie Underwood. And Psalm 27, and that you start declaring things over your life, declaring good things over your life, declaring God's grace, God's goodness, God's mercy, God's love, God's provision, God's protection. Declare those things over your life. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will break you free from thoughts that are not supposed to be in your mind, but the word of God is first and foremost on your mind. May the Holy Spirit guide you in the way that you should go, and may God be with you. May God protect you. May God keep His face to shine upon you, and may the goodness of God follow you all the days of your life. And may you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And as it says, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. To God be the glory. Till next time, be blessed, please share, and be encouraged.